The Two Sons, Matthew 21:28-32. Jared was known as the church kid. He quoted verses easily, volunteered to pray in class, and always said the right things. When teachers asked for help, he nodded first. Yes, he would say with confidence. But when it came time to actually do the work, Jared always had a reason. He forgot. He was busy. He would do it tomorrow. His older brother, Marco, was the opposite. He rarely talked about faith and often rolled his eyes when their mother asked for help around the house. "I'll do it later," Marco would say, annoyed. One Saturday morning, their mother asked both of them to help clean the small sorry store they ran. "Jared, can you help me organize the shelves?" "Of course, Mom," Jared replied without hesitation. "Marco, do you want to help?" Marco shrugged. "Nah, I'm tired." Jared went back to his phone. One video turned into another. Morning passed. Noon came. The shelves stayed messy. Meanwhile, Marco stepped outside. He saw their mother struggling alone, lifting boxes and wiping counters. Something in him shifted. Without saying anything, he put down his bag, rolled up his sleeves, and started helping. He cleaned, restocked, and even fixed the broken sign out front. By evening, the store looked new again. Jared noticed it too. Guilt crept in as he remembered his confident yes and his empty hands. Later that night, he read a familiar passage, Matthew 21:28-32. One son who said no, but later obeyed, and another who said yes, but never acted. Jared realized the truth. God wasn't impressed by his words. Obedience mattered more. The next day, Jared apologized, not with another promise, but with action. He helped without being asked. Slowly, his faith moved from his mouth to his hands. Moral lesson: words alone do not please God. Obedience does. Saying yes without action is empty, but repentance that leads to change is always welcomed. God values changed lives more than religious talk. Repent of lip service and live out true obedience.